Good morning. One of the most frightening aspects of climate change is that estimates of its pace of advancement have been grossly underestimated by climate scientists. Today I'm sharing an article entitled, An Unforeseen Climate Beast Awakens, by Robert Hunziker. East Antarctica is a big-time global warming player. Nothing is comparable. It is the world heavyweight, and nothing can impact the world with so much calamitous clout. As such, it would be a huge mistake to discount its capability to turn mean-spirited, striking all of a sudden, catching scientists and humanity unawares. In fact, it is already turning heads, and it alone is equivalent to 170 feet of water. Disturbingly, early signals of destabilization have been detected at Totten Glacier, East Antarctica, where according to accepted science for years and years, we are not supposed to worry until the next century. Scientists have always said East Antarctica is a not-to-worry region, nearly impervious to the impact of climate change. However, along those lines, over time, it's becoming increasingly evident that one of the horrors of the global warming story is a failure of mainstream science to know what's really going on in a timely fashion, always late to the party. Repercussions could be cascading ecosystems, crushing societal norms, and flooding of the great cities well ahead of any kind of preparations, such as building dikes around major urban centers. Here's what the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, the prototype of mainstream science light, has said regarding the outlook for Antarctica. In 1995, the IPCC projected little change in the extent of the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets over the next 50 to 100 years. The 2001 IPCC report suggested that neither the Greenland nor the Antarctic ice sheets would lose significant mass by 2100. The 2007 IPCC report said there were uncertainties in the full effects of changes in ice sheet flow, and suggesting that partial loss of the ice sheets on polar land could imply meters of sea level rise. Such changes are projected to occur over millennial timescales. The reality is very different. Furthermore, the 2014 IPCC report said that Antarctica's contribution to rising sea levels would not exceed several tenths of a meter during the 21st century. Wrong again. The fate of the world's coastlines has become a classic example of how the IPCC, when confronted with conflicting science, tends to go for the least drama position. Yet extraordinarily, the 2014 IPCC assessment report repeated the mistake and actually produced a numerically smaller figure, despite mounting evidence of a polar ice mass loss. Meanwhile, as the IPCC twiddled its thumbs, West Antarctica's meltdowns turned serious, losing three massive ice shelves in 1995, 2002, and 2017. The third loss, a 1 trillion ton behemoth, forcing National Geographic to redraw the world atlas. Somebody noticed. Now there's this. The Totten Glacier in East Antarctica is destabilizing. It alone carries enough ice to melt 16 feet to flood New York City and Tokyo. Forget Miami. It's a goner. Totten is less than 10% of the mass of East Antarctica. Still, Totten alone brings more potential sea level rise than all of West Antarctica, where major destabilization of glaciers continues ongoing with gusto. According to a recent telling article in Geophysical Research Letters, Totten lost 18 billion tons of ice every single year from 2002 to 2016, a clear signal that risk of inordinate sea level rise is now officially on the move. Quoting from the article, both of these glaciers, the others being the oddly named Moscow University Glacier, are vulnerable to the intrusion of warm ocean water and hold considerable potential for sea level rise. The work highlights that East Antarctica glaciers are as important to our future as those of the continent's western regions. End quote. The ecosystem degradations have a potential to come down like a ton of bricks on civilized society. For overall perspective, Antarctica is the world's largest desert at 5,400,000 square miles. It is the highest, driest, coldest, windiest, brightest of the seven continents, roughly the size of the United States and Mexico combined, and almost completely covered by a layer of ice that averages more than 1 mile in thickness and up to 3 miles in some areas. The ice has accumulated over millions of years through snowfall. It represents 90% of the ice on Earth and would raise sea levels worldwide by over 200 feet were it to melt. East Antarctica has been quiescent for centuries upon centuries until now. It's the one piece of the climate puzzle that scientists don't want to see turn ugly so fast, but is misbehaving very, very badly and sending out smoke signals that humanity best get its act together soon and halt CO2 emissions. Not only is the big kahuna of East Antarctica starting to shake, rattle, and roll, its kissing cousin West Antarctica has already been on a roll for some time now. The mass balance of the Antarctic ice sheet from 1992 to 2017 shows the rate of ice loss from West Antarctica increasing threefold over the past 15 years. That's a lot. No science models came close to predicting that rate of increase. But it was and still is happening at an ever-increasing rate of speed. Time and again, the same storylines about scientists surprised by how much faster the climate is changing, way ahead of the models, should start sinking in that anthropogenic climate change is on the march in a big way. According to James Hansen of Earth Institute, Columbia University, whose strong ethical straightforward honesty was totally unacceptable, actually taboo, for the Bush-Cheney administration, the last time the ice sheets disintegrated 14,000 years ago, sea level went up on average 1 meter every 20 years. Totten's early warning signal clanging loud and clear. Somebody, somewhere, everywhere better start planning to move to higher ground or building dikes or do something other than sit around waiting for additional stronger evidence that impending worldwide chaos is right around the corner. Wipeouts are never anticipated. If it were otherwise, they'd never happen. That was an article by Robert Hunziker entitled An Unforeseen Climate Beast Awakens. Robert Hunziker is a journalist for Counterpunch and lives in Los Angeles.